Hello, everyone, and welcome. If you have ever questioned yourself as a business owner, wondering what your next step should be or what activities you should be focusing on in your business, you're going to love this video. So stay with me. Welcome. I am Diana Lidstone, better known as the Entrepreneur's GPS. And in the 35 more years that I have been a business owner, been working and coaching with CEOs, consultants, and other coaches across Canada and across the globe, there's one thing that I have seen time and time again, one problem that I have seen. And that is that entrepreneurs often don't know what activities to focus on. And so they are jumping around all over the place and they are focusing on the wrong activities for their stage of business growth. So what I'm going to share with you today are basically five different activities that you need to focus on and you will focus on, but it's how much of each activity you focus on for your stage of business growth. And I'm going to introduce you to my infamous grow meter. My grow meter is basically a thermometer. Imagine a thermometer, and as you start your business, you start down here and you move on up. Okay, so we are going to start first of all with understanding the five different activities. So bear with me as I flip the chart, and here we go. There are five basic activities that all of our activities seem to fall under. So the first one is marketing and sales. You know, marketing and sales. What you do, what activities you do in order to get a sales conversation into your calendar, have a sales conversation, and turn that person into a client. The second are what we call business growth and development. What are you doing to grow yourself so that you can be the best leader that you can be of your business? And are you taking time away from your business to work on your business, like planning retreats and that sort of thing? Okay, that's business growth and development. The third is client fulfillment. That is the actual working with clients, right? So if you're a coach, that's maybe one-on-one coaching, might be group coaching. If you're a consultant, it might be something very similar. What are you doing to, after you've sold somebody something, to get them that product, program, or service? The fourth is customer service. That's all the things that we need to do to provide service to our clients. It might be answering emails. It might be processing payments. It might be someone's got a problem. How do you deal with it? And last but not least are the activities that relate to administration and operations, right? So administration, getting your website up. Well, how does that lead magnet working? Are you checking so that the lead magnet is growing? What are you doing? All of those different things. Now, here's the secret. A CEO focuses in this order. A CEO of a company focuses mostly on marketing and sales because that's what drives a company. If you don't have sales, you don't have a business. So a CEO knows that they have to focus on sales. The next thing they know they have to focus on is business growth and development. They are the leader of this business. They have to be the best they can be. Then there's client fulfillment. And as we go down through here, you will notice these are jobs that someone else can do. It is not in the best interest of the CEO to be sending out emails because someone else is certainly capable of that. However, what happens to a lot of entrepreneurs and what happens very often when we are in stage one or in stage two of our growth, these are the kinds of activities that we focus on. So watch the difference, okay? The first activity that typically somebody, when they're starting out, is they focus on administration and operations. They have to get the business up and running, okay? The second
is typically client fulfillment.
So they work on processing and delivering that program, product, or service.
The third is customer service, right? The fourth is business growth and development.
And the last thing that they work on, marketing and sales. So let me show you how this translates into our Grow Meter.
So we have four
different stages of business growth. And as I say, one builds on top of the other. Now, the first state, I call this survival.
That's right.
I call this survival because we know when we're starting out, we are trying to beat the odds of the survival rate in business. Our financials look like a roller coaster, right? We have some money, we don't have some money. We are focusing mostly on administration and operations. We are trying to figure out, you know, we might be a CEO, but that means chief everything officer, not chief executive officer. And we are doing a ton of learning in this stage. It's all about learning the tech, getting things set up. We're working really, really, really hard, long hours with little cash to show for it at the end of the month. And very often at this stage, we are not taking salary. We are not taking vacation. We're probably earning less than 5K a month. And these are just ballpark figures for delivering a program product for coaches, consultants, and CEOs in the service-based business. Okay? So how do we know when we're moving up to the next stage in business? Well, here's how you know. You start making good money and you go, "Ooh, I have clients and I have clients and they're paying me well, but I don't have any time to spend it."
So this is a state that I call
stability.
So instead of the cash flow looking like this, it has
evened out more like this because you've figured out a few things. And here's what you figured out. You know, at this point, you know what marketing works for you. So you have a more of a steady flow or a consistent flow of clients coming in. You're starting to build that rinse and repeat marketing system. And you're probably leveraging your time. You've got to learn here. You've got to learn to leverage your time, right? You were making money down here. And as you're moving on up, you're going, "Oh, I don't have any more time left." So you've got to learn to leverage your time. And this could be by, instead of here where we might have gone to networking meetings one-on-one, here we might go to networking meetings, but we're looking for speaking opportunities, okay? So instead of shaking one person's hand, we are standing on a stage, virtual, and we are speaking one to many. We are also learning how to deliver our services one to many. So instead of perhaps one-on-one at this stage, we're going, "Oh, okay, I could deliver the same content in a group format, and how do you do that?" The other thing that is really important at this stage, the entrepreneur, the business owner has figured out that they have to start building a team. Less admin and operations. So they hire a VA, virtual assistant. Maybe they're hiring a bookkeeper, and all of this team could be on contract basis. It doesn't have to be a full time. Now, that's if you're a coach like I am. Others of you may have different models in your business. So for instance, if you are a graphic designer, this might be that you're starting to hire a team, but they still could be on part-time or on contract basis. Okay, so you're doing less of the admin, You're starting to figure out that marketing is really freaking important. You're learning to leverage, you're learning to delegate, and you're learning to create systems. Systems become really, really important when you're in this state of stability. Okay, at this state, perhaps, you know, your income can shift from, you know, 5K a month. It could be somewhere from 10 to 15K a month. And he's, like I said, these are just ballpark averages, okay? But the important thing is it's much more stable as opposed to this, all right? Stage number three. This is what I call the CEO, but it's also where you start to scale your business. And what do we mean by scale? It means that you want to grow without increasing a lot of expenses. Okay. So you want to grow your list. You want to grow your team. Your team has to grow, but it has to be offset by the sales. This is where you know you have a marketing rinse and repeat sales system. Okay. It is a rinse and repeat, a simple sales or marketing funnel. That's one of the things that I teach my my clients. And like I said earlier, you are doing the admin, the operations, the customer service. You have figured out how to delegate those, and you are focused mostly on the marketing and the sales. Okay. You also learn about time management, because instead of, you know, people coming to you consistently, you have built a team that knows what they should be doing, where they should be doing, and they know your role as well. So marketing is important. Learning leadership skills. As I always tell entrepreneurs, every stage of business growth, there are new skills for you to learn. Every stage of business growth, I say new level, new devil. There's something there to challenge you. Okay. At this stage, you've gone from roller coaster to more stability. Now you're really earning some money. You're taking great vacations. Your business can start to operate without you. And you are able to pay yourself really well. And salaries could be like 40K plus at this point, in that ballpark figure. And you see how they've multiplied as we move along. This is where we truly see the freedom and the flexibility. And I know for so many entrepreneurs, they started their businesses because they want freedom, time freedom, financial freedom, and they wanted the flexibility to live life on their terms. There are some of you who perhaps also want to make that income so that you're having a great impact on the world. Most entrepreneurs don't get this far. Most entrepreneurs don't get this far. And there's nothing wrong with building your business and staying here if 10 or 15K a month is what you want. And that's okay. Let's go to state number four. I call this legacy or success. And what do you work on if you reach this stage? Anything you freaking want, because you have built a business that operates without you and is paying you really, really well. You are a leader. You are a visionary. You're a thought leader. You have a great salary. And your job really is to, what is the next step? And so for some people at this stage, it's about an exit strategy, or it might be about diversification, okay? And financially, it could be, I don't know, 400K. There's lots of room up there for what you want to do. So as I said, there are these five activities, right?
Five activities: marketing, sales, business growth and development, client fulfillment, customer service, admin, and ops. And they are done at a different level at each stage. Just because down here you're working on so much of the operations doesn't mean that's the right way to build your business. The way to build your business is to focus, just like the CEO does, on the marketing and the sales. And unfortunately, that is the problem that happens for so many entrepreneurs. Okay, so many entrepreneurs. Also, another problem is that they're down here in this survival mode and they are doing activities that perhaps are meant for stability or scale. They think about writing a book. They think about, oh, ClickFunnels. They think about, oh, I need a 15-page website, or maybe I have to tweak my branding colors. No. You've got to get out there and make some money. So my question, I have two questions for you as we close this video. Two questions for you. Number one, on the Grow Meter, do you know which stage you are at? That's a question only you can answer. So with this limited information that I've given you, I'm pretty sure it's pretty clear where you are at. Now, my second question is, are you where you want to be? Are you where you want to be? Now, if you are not where you want to be, if you are not where you want to be, I have something. Sorry, I'm just scrolling here through my things. Oh dear. Here we are. This is better. If you are not where you want to be, I invite you to this link where I'm going to invite you to have a growth strategy session with me, and I'll help you uncover three, at least a minimum of three roadblocks. They're keeping you stuck where you are, and I'll help you discover the number one thing you need to do to get some traction in your business so you can end up where you want to be. How does that sound? No cost. This is free, totally. Now, if you're not quite up to that, I totally understand. You go to my website, dianalidstone.com. There are tons of free resources. The blog that I write weekly. You can go to my YouTube channel. Facebook. I have a Facebook group where I do trainings every Tuesday. There's lots of free material. So if you aren't ready to dive in to do some business growth and development, then that's okay. But if you are, then go to dianalidstone.com/apply, and I can't wait to meet you there. Thanks so much for watching. And I hope that these five activities, the perspective on these five activities, has been beneficial to you. Take care. Bye for now. Remember, whatever it is you're going to do, you can do it.